Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. Well, the week starts at least with a positive backdrop after the victory in Valladolid. Morning speculation, though, began with the question, did the players put in the performance because they knew that a defeat would see Solari exit and Jose Mourinho immediately installed? Although that said, a decision on Solari's future has been postponed by Perez on Monday, and it could well be made on Monday afternoon or Monday evening. On the pitch, Karim Benzema was given the captaincy and responded to the responsibility by adding 2 goals to his season. It takes him to 22 for the campaign overall, 13 in La Liga. And Luka Modric, who is one of the few who's escaped full-on criticism over the last 2 weeks, he weighed in with a goal as well. And after accumulating 90 yellow cards in his Real Madrid career, Casemiro picked up his first ever red card. After the match, Nacho spoke to the media. There are no excuses, he said. We're going through difficult times. We had to win this. It doesn't in any way mitigate what we lost over the last 2 weeks. On the relationship with Solari, he said, it's complicated because things are not coming out. Solari's view after match, he said, it's been a difficult week. This, though, is a team of great players, great people. The players were up for it today. We created chances. We scored goals. These, of course, have been missing of late. Our objective now is to get as many points as we can. Butragueño was immediately put on the spot by journalists when he appeared in front of the cameras. Can you confirm Solari will be here until the end of the season? Was the first question. His response was, Solari is a great professional, but we are here to talk about the game. And that was that. Karim Benzema also appeared. He said the dressing room is very close-knit. There is no division. I hope Solari stays, he said, until the end of the season. We lost an important game against Ajax, but it seems people have forgotten we have won a lot in recent years. On Mourinho, he simply said, I cannot answer that. We have 11 games left and we want to win them all. We have a great team. People must be more with us. If they are, things will change. Just returning to the Champions League exit for a moment, it may well have been a catastrophe on field, but not quite so off field. Of course, the situation with payments has been restructured this year, and Real Madrid will collect only 8 million less this year than they did when they won it last year. In total, they will pick up 79.75 million euro this year, as opposed to 88.65 from last year. Now, Toni Kroos is another subject of discussion, with the view by some that he remains unmotivated and despondent on field, the reason being given is he is eyeing a summer move, perhaps to the Premier League and Manchester City. The problem might come with the club's valuations. Kroos, 29 years of age now, under contract for another 3 years. And it's unlikely City will pay the 100 million that Real Madrid want. Now, if Mourinho does land this week, who are the players who will be on their way fairly soon afterwards? Sergio Ramos. One time his exit was viewed as simply impossible, as the fans would have created uproar. All that, though, has seemingly changed after those alleged quotes and comments surfaced from the dressing room last week, where he allegedly told Perez, you pay me and I'll go. Bale, despite Mourinho wanting to sign him for Manchester United, well, Jose knows keeping him here is almost impossible. Same goes for Marcelo. Benzema, though, Perez would like to see him go. Jose Mourinho isn't really that fussed on keeping him. He would prefer to have Icardi in position. Lots being made of the incident from Saturday between Sergio Ramos and Marcelo. It's the end of training. It began after a training match which ended with Marcelo's team actually winning. The comments that he made after did not go down particularly well with Ramos. There was a situation. The other players did get involved to calm things down. It ended with a hug between the two in the dressing room before the Valladolid game. Now, Kylian Mbappe set out his future in an interview in France. After the exit of PSG from Champions League, it had been taken for granted by some that he would leave with this project at PSG, needing major resuscitation for next season, but not so. He said, I know it's complicated after what happened, but I still believe in this project. I am sure we will do something good for this club. We must finish the season strongly and prepare for better next year. More on James Rodriguez as well in his future next season, with Karl-Heinz Rummenigge being quoted as saying that I strongly believe that he will be at Bayern Munich next season. I am still a great fan of his game. Now, the agent Jorge Mendes is now involved, But if Real Madrid wanted him back, he said, they're going to have to pay him $2 million per season more in salary. There was more bad news in the air for Marcelo after he was informed that Juventus have no intention of paying $40 million to sign him for next season either. Another player who looks as if he could have slipped through the net is Juan Cantero, hurt River Plate. He'd been looked at on many occasions since the World Cup last summer. However, River Plate have now put an offer to him, which he is said to be considering. Okay, Asensio's future very much in doubt. The player who went from being one of those who had the brightest of futures at the start of the season under the Lopetegui regime to being little more than a squad player for Solari feels that the summer will be the right time for him to move on to find somewhere he feels he will be more appreciated. Manchester United are happy to increase his salary and to stump up the $80 million to buy him. Still, lots of people with plenty of opinions appearing in the press and media. Dimitar Berbatov would love to see Jose back at Madrid. I would love to see Mourinho at Madrid again in the front line. He knows exactly how to win, and right now that is the only thing that should concern Real Madrid. Something, he said, must be going on inside this club. On paper, it is a great team, but on the field, nothing works. Lots of people picking up on Pochettino's quotes from the interview with TVE. He said, on a return to Spanish football, of course I would love to come back. I'm always open to new projects, and I hope one day that it happens. Just going back to James Rodriguez's situation, again, just to underline the fact that many believe he will be playing at Bayern Munich next season. A video released by Bayern Munich to publicize their tour of the USA this summer. He appears in it, which for most is good enough to suggest that will be his club for next season. Sergio Ramos now in this broken relationship that he has with Perez, still a very hot topic of discussion even on Monday morning. So how would Ramos himself actually sum it up? He said, I always had a good relationship with him. We've had differences over time, but no different to those that I've had with my wife or anybody else in my family. What about the view of Perez? Well, he said, for me, I have great pride in having him as captain. He is a great symbol of the club. Some more bad news on the transfer front for Real Madrid after they were told by Real Betis that they are going to option the buy clause for Giovanni Lo Celso, currently on loan from PSG. They will pay in total €25 million. It's been suggested they could then sell him on for up to €60 million. Now, if you didn't see it, Marcelo was very quick to respond to the story published in Italy about his future away from Madrid in Turin with Juventus. We've already mentioned it earlier about Juve saying they won't pay €40 million for him. This was published on Saturday that he was about to sign a four-year deal on €12 million per season. His response was a picture of him in training with the headline, "Here is my home." Harry Kane's name is back on the agenda as a potential summer signing as Spurs falter still further in Premier League. Question marks exist about his future, whether Tottenham can qualify for Champions League next season. If they do not, then Kane may well push for a move. Spurs, remember, won 250, but it's said that they will sell for 200. And of course, a part of any package deal could well be Gareth Bale. He may not be wanted by the fans or indeed the club, but his agent, remember, still stands firm in his belief after telling all, "The fans are a disgrace. They should feel ashamed." He's let it be known that he won't be going anywhere without a struggle in the summer, and anybody who wants him, well, it's going to cost them $175 million to buy him, and he wants $19 million per season. That's $7 million more than he's on now at Madrid, and that really means that any potential move to Tottenham is out of the question. And that just about wraps it up then for today. Remember, you can catch up with all of the season's news so far over at the website realmadridpodcast.com, or you can follow us on Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, or indeed iTunes, amongst other places. We will be back with more later on in the week, but for the moment, from me, Tim Capel, bye-bye for now.